For many students in the region, school is out and summer vacation has officially begun. Summer break means no class and no homework, but for some kids, it also means uncertainty about where their next meal is coming from. The Fayetteville Public School District has nearly 11,000 students, and about 37% of them qualify for free and reduced meals. To ensure students in need get lunch this summer, the district is once again rolling out its free summer lunch program and adding a new mobile site. The program provides free lunches to anyone 18 years old or younger throughout the summer. Late last week, I met up with Ali Maracek, Director of Child Nutrition for Fayetteville Public Schools, to learn more about the expansion of the program.
During the summer, we still serve the same nutritious meals we serve during the school year, but they're free to anyone 18 or younger, no application required. It's pretty simple for us and participants of our program. So students and youth don't even have to be residents of Fayetteville. They can come from surrounding districts or areas. Even if they're visiting from out of state, they can come eat with us all summer long.
And why is it important for you to offer this program? Because it's been going on for a while.
Yes, this program isn't new, but we add new bells and whistles and we expand every summer, it seems. Over the last 4 years, we've expanded here and there, and it's been great. We've served more students every year, and it's been great. Great feedback from the community, and the families really love it. So this summer program is really important because it catches kids who might fall through that gap of not knowing really where they're consistently where their meals are coming from throughout the summer. So we like to help in that, maybe ease the financial burden for some families over the summer to make sure they're staying nourished and full of energy for playing and using their minds throughout the summer.
And so how does the program work? If I'm a student and I want a free summer meal, mm-hmm. So summer lunch, where do I go? How do I access that?
Yeah, you just go to one of our sites and we'll serve you there. So our main site this year is at Holt Middle School. And we also have three mobile sites using our Purple Dog food truck. So we have a mobile site at the Yvonne Richardson Center and the Fayetteville Public Library. And this year we've added a new mobile site at the American Legion. We'll be serving meals in the parking lot and serving that community and anyone else who wants to come. What we decided to do with the American Legion site is to drive around the neighborhood, just up and down the streets a bit, playing some really fun music, like think ice cream truck, ice cream man, but food truck version. And so to kind of coax students and remind them that we're about to set up and serve them some food. So we think that's kind of fun. We think the students will get into it that way. This American Legion site is the first time we're not serving a location where there's already existing youth summer programming. So the students are collected for us and we just pull up and feed them at the other two sites. But at this new site, we're going to have to do some encouraging to come to us.
Our offices are located across from the Fayetteville Public Library. So last summer we got to see the food truck. It's this big purple food truck. I don't know if it has a special name or anything.
It's the Purple Dog.
The Purple Dog.
Yeah.
and so that's how you deliver the meals. How did you guys go about getting that food truck? Because I don't know that that's something that I've necessarily seen. Growing up, I remember hearing, you know, the school cafeteria will be serving these days or something like that. But to actually have a food truck, how did that come about and why is it important to have like these different sites?
So I think the USDA and the state of Arkansas have really pushed mobile feeding sites and going out and reaching families and students who maybe have a transportation barrier. And so I had that in the back of my mind and thinking about how we can bring more students to our main site, but then how can we go to them as well? So I had seen some other districts across the country trying food trucks, and I know we have a really great food truck scene in Fayetteville, so I thought it would work here. And so the first year we tried mobile meals, we didn't even have the food truck. We had a bike cargo trailer and we pulled it behind a truck and we just loaded all of our transport equipment full of food and then we would go to our sites and set up a serving line. And it was really grassroots, basic, and that was a really nice pilot to figure out what it would take to do a food truck and go mobile and if the community would actually receive it. So after that first year of learning, we developed that food truck and it's been a huge success and very well received by the community. I'm so impressed with our community.
How did you decide where to expand to? Because as you mentioned, you are adding a third location, a third mobile site location this summer.
So we decided to go to another site in South Fayetteville based on some demographics information we have at the district. So I worked with our transportation department and kind of looked at, overlapped our bus routes with where our students with free and reduced benefits are living. And so we found that a lot of them live around American Legion, and there are also a ton of apartment complexes with students in them. And so that was a really nice location that's really safe. It's off the street where a lot of students are already living, and we can encourage them to come to our truck. So looking for densely populated area where students would be who might need the meals.
And how many students do you serve on average with this program?
During summer, we serve about 400 students lunch, and we hope with the third mobile site to feed about 500.
500 total?
Yes, a day. Yes. Yeah, not just from that location, but all four of our sites, the main site and then our three mobile locations, about 500 students, we hope, this summer, a day.
And so what is sort of the timing of this? When does it start? How long does it run? And when are each site open?
So we'll start June 3rd. So the continuous learning calendar schools are still in session when we're starting our summer program, because we want as little a gap as possible in our feeding and the services we provide. So starts June 3rd. It'll end August 6th. So our Purple Dog summer route for free meals will start at the American Legion, and we'll feed from 10:30 to 11. We'll drive across the way to the Yvonne Richardson Center and serve from 11:30 to noon, and then we'll drive to the library and serve from 12:30 to 1. So just half an hour of serving time, but we found over the last few years that that's enough to, you know, serve everyone that's there and then move to the next location.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Antoinette. Appreciate it.
That was Allie Morachek, Director of Child Nutrition for Fayetteville Public Schools. I spoke with her late last week. The summer lunch program will run Monday through Friday, June 3rd through August 6th. Sites will be closed July 4th.